Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World class rock.
As I said to Rena off the air, these next 4 hours cannot go by quick enough.
That's right. Long weekend, baby.
And yes, of course, we're heading off to Vegas with 50 lucky listeners. We leave Monday. Hopefully, you're one of them. If you're not, you should be an Empire member. 92cityfm.ca. Busy show. Busy show. Philly went traveling yesterday. We'll tell you where he went. Yeah. We've also got a very special guest by the name of Jim Brewer coming down after 7 o'clock. We got to talk about a very epic show that's ending this weekend. That and a whole lot more coming up. Wheeler in the Morning. Philly and Rena. Here we go. I know we play it every time. Still gives me shivers. Every time.
It's good, man.
Every time. 6:10, Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. That was Mary Clayton. For those that, if you haven't been following along with the show, that was Mary Clayton is her name. She was called up late at night. The Rolling Stones were in New York or Los Angeles, finishing up the record on Let It Bleed, and they needed a background vocal for that song. So they called up this girl 2 o'clock in the morning. She was pregnant. She came in. She ripped out those vocals and just made musical history.
Fantastic.
Yeah, really cool. 6:10, Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena.
Enjoy today. It'll be the nicest day out of the whole long weekend. 17 is the high with a mix of sun and cloud.
What's trending in 10 minutes? Ronda Rousey, the number one female MMA fighter in the world, did a big press tour yesterday because her book is coming out. And there was
coloring book?
Yes, coloring book, yes. No, actually, it's supposedly a really good book. But she commented, she was asked about fighting a man and if she would ever do it. And I've seen I have the quote, but I'm trying to find the actual audio. And the thing about trying to find audio sometimes is you have to listen to long-ass interviews to find the clip that you want. Yep. So I'm doing, I'll have a reaction regardless, but I'm hoping to get the actual audio of her doing it.
All right, well, she's an MMA fighter. Yeah. And remember yesterday, Rena and I was showing you out of Russia those M1 night fights. They're dressed up in chainmail, hitting each other with swords. You think that was crazy? I got something better for you coming up in 10.
Okay.
All right.
It's a What's Trending Fighting Edition.
Yeah, you better have something that has to do with fighting, too, just to keep it consistent.
I have something about somebody who died.
No, it's not going to cut it.
Legend died yesterday.
You know what? I actually want to talk about, I know who you're talking about. I want to talk about that after 6:30. I want to not just have a little section of it. I want to sit down and talk about this man at great length. Because he is a legend.
So I should find something else?
Maybe.
So what you're saying?
I'm glad we had a chat about this. Glad we talked about this on the air. So yesterday, because we're leaving for Vegas on Monday, I hit up the bank yesterday to exchange over to American money. Because here's the thing about Vegas is ATMs there only spit out hundreds.
Yeah.
Like you're in the casino. It's like, I'd like to take out $20.
And big service charges too.
Right. Yeah. And the exchange rate down there is horrible. And so I just like to get all that taken care of before I leave. So I went down to the bank yesterday. I'm like, okay, I have this amount of money. I'd like to get that amount of money in American money, please. New. The exchange rate not so good right now if you're changing over to American.
It's going to cost you. Not really looking for it. I'm doing that today. I'm not really too pumped about
it. Yeah, I did it yesterday.
Yeah.
78 cents on the dollar, I think, is what we're getting.
Yeah. It's going to cost you a lot.
Well, and here's the best part. So if you go back and try to, like, literally, if for easy math, we'll say $100. Say I changed over 100 Canadian dollars and I got 78 back. So if, say, I took 78 American dollars and went back into the bank and said, okay, I'd like $100, I would only get 96 back. It's like, wait a second. How does that math work out?
Shouldn't it be the exact same way back and forth?
Yeah. So, I mean, like, literally, you could sit there the whole time, pass money back and forth from the bank, and then you would end up with nothing.
Yeah.
If you kept exchanging back and forth. And they would just go, thanks for the $100. That was really easy.
Get lost.
Yeah. But think about it. We've talked about this before. Like, in a convenience store, some of these scam artists that are kind of... Remember, you were working at a gas station.
The guy tried it with me.
I tried to get lost.
Take your scam and get out of here.
Yeah. So basically what they do is like, I need change. You know, so give me this. And they start telling
you... They give you $100. The way it was with me, they gave me $100. I gave them $250. The key with the guys who do this scam, and if you work at a gas station, listen up. They want all the money on the counter. That little glass counter with all the lottery underneath. They want all the money there, the money you've given them, the money they've given you. So you got 100, 250s, then they take the 250s, push them back into where the 100 is, and they want 520s.
Right.
And so now you've got 20s, 100, a 50. You're confused as to whose money is who. That's the idea with the scam. But I
so and you know what? It's funny you think about it. You're like, you're sons of bitches. They're trying to scam. But you go to a bank and you just go, okay, bank.
Scam me. Yeah. You know what I mean? Take all my money.
It's completely illegal.
Yeah.
That was running through my mind the whole time yesterday. Anyways, nothing we can do about it. 5 minutes away from what's trending. Lots of fighting, and Rena's going to find a new story. I'm excited to see what it is. Stay tuned. Wheeler.
And now,
what's trending?
All right, so yesterday I showed you night fights. This it's going to be very short-lived, but you know the Russians, they like to throw something up against the wall because there's not a whole lot of regulations in Russia when it comes to their fighting.
Yeah, get in the ring, fight.
Yeah, so they dress these guys up like old-school knights, chainmail and everything, and they give them swords and shields, and they just beat the hell out of each other, and they have rounds, and they have winners. And so you thought that was something. Check this out. This is MMA... team fighting.
Oh my God. Oh,
five on five. And they're off. So basically, you've got five MMA fighters. You got about on one side, five MMA fighters on the other side, about five referees, and then they just go at it. And then once a guy taps out or gets knocked out, then he's out, and, it becomes last man standing, and then you win for your team.
Oh my God. This looks wrong. And you can attack a guy who's engaged with another guy.
Sure. Absolutely. You can gang up on guys. And it's full contact, like full MMA rules. So you can I've seen this before.
It's kind of hard to watch almost. This. It just seems
in a bar I've seen this. Look how bad it looks.
This is outside
the
spike.
Transcona last weekend.
Except it's girls. And this is Gothenburg, Sweden, I think, where this takes place. Wow. Somewhere
look
over
at them. Two guys pounding on one guy who's down, another third guy comes in. This is awful.
It's getting barbaric. We won. Three of you on one guy. Yeah, you won.
But they have equal amount of guys when it starts.
When they start, five on five.
Well, yeah.
Next, they're going to do that same thing. Someone's going to hone that idea, except they all do shooters before they go in there. Let's get them drunk and then have just sloppy looking five
on
five.
There is no difference between that ring and a bar once you do that.
That's basically what they're doing.
Home team gets to choose the music that plays while they fight. So, I'm kidding. Joke.
Well, speaking of fighting, a much more civilized version, if you can call it that. Ronda Rousey, I mentioned this a few minutes ago. It's a book coming out. It's out now. My Fight, Your Fight. Apparently, it's a really good read from some of the interviews I'm going sifting through. But she was asked, and this is the big question. Would you ever fight a man, Rhonda? Because a lot of people are speculating.
People keep asking her that, no?
I know, and she's a little uncomfortable with it, even though she doesn't shy away from believing that there are some men she could beat, and she's probably right. She's tough as hell.
She could beat probably you and I at the same time.
Definitely, yeah. Well, here's a great quote. I think she can pretty much put water on any speculation with this quote. She says, "I really just don't think any athletic commission on earth would ever condone something like that. Fights are going to go both ways. You're going to see both people hitting each other. I don't think we should celebrate a man hitting a woman in any kind of setting." End quote.
Perfect.
Well said. Well said, Rhonda. And I think that should put the whole thing to bed.
Nice work.
Yeah.
Good. A new bridge between Canada and the United States will be named after hockey legend Gordie Howe.
Hey.
Prime Minister Stephen Harper made the announcement yesterday. Gordie is 87 years old. He's actually recovering from a stroke, and he was unable to attend the big event yesterday. He was born in Saskatchewan, but made his name playing for the Detroit Red Wings and the squad and helped propel them to four Stanley Cup wins. The Windsor-Detroit corridor is the busiest commercial crossing between Canada and the U.S., and the bridge is expected to cost about $1 billion. Oh. They hope to have it up and running by 2020. Jeez. So it's going to take a long time. But
well, you know what's funny is
I saw some pictures and Gordie Howe's family was there instead of him and just saying how honored they are that this whole bridge is going to be named after him, linking the two countries.
The bridge from Ontario down to upstate New York, right on the Quebec-Ontario-U.S. borders, where my parents live in Cornwall. And it was on the Seaway Valley, so they'd have these giant freight liners come through. And so they had literally hundreds of feet in the air, this bridge that you would have to go over to get over to the U.S. and back to Canada. They just took that down after like 60 years because they don't have any freight liners coming through anymore, and it was so much money to keep up. And so I think it costed them like $100 million just to take it down. So the fact that they're building a new bridge worth $1 billion, staggering.
That might include costs of tear down and everything.
Anything
as well,
for Mr. Hockey, though.
Absolutely.
As long as his name's on it.
Yeah.
I don't think he made even a fraction of that in his career.
No. Imagine what he'd make nowadays.
Oof. Yeah. He'd do okay. All right, that's what's trending. Drop us an email, 92cityfm.ca. 92 City FM, world-class rock, 637. My name's Dave Wheeler, Phil Aubrey, Rena J. Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rena.
17's the high for today with a mix of sun and cloud. We're at 8 right now.
Jim Brewer, after 7 o'clock. 7:05, is that what we're expecting?
Just after 7 o'clock, yeah.
Comedian, funny guy.
Comedian, radio host, yeah. TV, movie star.
He's a multi...
Doodler of bathroom stalls.
Multi-talented.
Yeah.
Sure.
He'll be in here just a bit, performing at Rumors over the weekend. Rena, you want to talk about this in What's Trending, but I think the man deserves a little more than just that. B.B. King, the legend. Riley B. King, better known as B.B. King, passing away.
Yeah.
Sad. Yeah, we were just talking about his guitar the other day. Lucille.
Yeah.
He came up on the show. That's ironic. And how old was he?
89 years old.
That's a good life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Legend.
Born 1925.
Yeah. I got to be honest, I'm not very familiar with a lot of his music. I know the name. Mm-hmm. He's everybody knows who B.B. King is. He had that song with U2, When Love Comes to Town.
That's right.
But other than that, I can't claim to know much about his music.
My father had the odd record,
yeah.
And so he played that the odd time, and I knew at a very young age that B.B. King and Lucille, and as a child, I always wondered, like, I don't hear a female voice at all, not realizing that Lucille was the guitar. So anyone that's born pre-1930s, I always try and think of the things that they would have seen in their lifetime. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's quite the legend, like you said. He's not only a great guitar player, but, you know, amazing vocalist.
He's also done a lot of collaborations with, like, Carlos Santana, Eric Clapton, Sheryl Crow.
U2, When Love Comes to Town.
Right.
Yeah.
That's my favorite B.B. King song. Wait a minute, that's the only one I know.
Born in Mississippi, died in Las Vegas, Nevada. I wonder if they're going to do something. You know, I just thought of this. I wonder if they're going to do some kind of memorial for him in Vegas next week, because we're going to be there.
That'd be neat.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, no, an absolute legend leaves us. But 89 years old, a good run, and a wonderful entertainer.
Definitely, mm-hmm. Yep.
So there you go. 6:39, we'll take a break. Wheeler in the Morning. Philly and Rena, good morning. Last night when I was on social media teasing the fact that Jim Brewer is going to be on in studio here in about half an hour. So last night was on social media teasing it. I found that clip of him. We've played it on the show before, of him doing the AC/DC impression when he does the hokey pokey.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't think he'll do the impression he's here, but I want to see if he can do an impression of Phil Rudd while he's in here.
Oh, please no. By the way, comedians love it when you go, do that thing you do.
Yeah.
That thing you did once.
Yeah.
I saw it on YouTube. Do it again. Come on.
Well, it's like Andy Kaufman back in the day when they do Lodka. Do Lodka from Taxi.
Yes.
And he would just refuse to when he was up on stage. 6:48, Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. Jim Brewer coming up after 7 o'clock.
17 is the high for today with a mix of sun and cloud. We're at 8 right now.
Actually, just quickly, I got a chance at an old radio station I was working at to interview Leonidas, Jared Butler.
Come on.
Yeah.
After 300 or before 300?
After 300. And I can't remember if we were told or we just talked about it, me and the guy that I was working with, but don't ask him to do the Spartans.
Oh, so, really, eh?
So what I turned it into was, how many times do you get asked that during interviews? And he's like, you're gonna laugh, the asshole who just finished interviewing me on some other radio station asked me to do it, and I'm glad you guys didn't. So I'm like, whew, yeah. I was thinking about asking him.
Wow. All right, then we're definitely asking Jim Brewer to do it with Brian Johnson when he gets in here. So Phil, tell everyone where you went last night, because I'm really jealous. I had the chance, but I ended up with a couple sick kids in the house last night. So.
Well, and I put you in a tough spot because it was a last minute thing, but so you didn't wind up coming. But I'm telling you, Wheels and Rena, you two, you guys would have really enjoyed yourselves. Went to the RBC Cup game, Portage and Melfort.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, they're selling beer within PCU Place is the name of the arena.
Portage Credit Union. Gorgeous arena.
Gorgeous barn.
I've been in there before. Not for the RBC Cup, but I've been in there before, yeah.
So you can get beer there. So Wheeler, you'd have been happy. Mm-hmm. And I thought we were just going to the game with regular tickets. A mutual friend, Terry Zimmerman, he's from Portage, so he knows everybody out there.
Mm-hmm.
He invited me. Thanks, Terry. But we were basically the guests of EF Moon Heavy Construction, who are out in Portage. They're friends of Terry's, and they're big supporters of the team. But they've got, like, they put us, we were in, like, a private kind of box area.
They have those at PCU.
They don't look anything like MTS Center or anything. But there is, you know, a little area to watch the game. They had food spread out. It was awesome, man.
That's awesome.
I really enjoyed it. Portage is doing Manitoba proud at the RBC Cup. It just looks fabulous. And the energy with it. What would you say, like, it won't surprise you to learn that with a team from Melfort, we're talking Saskatchewan, what comes with a team from Saskatchewan?
Inbreeding.
All kinds of fans who look inbred, no. Yeah. But the energy was great because, of course, the Melfort fans were out in full force wearing their green because Melfort's jerseys are green.
And Melfort Mustangs, if I remember correctly, right?
Yes. Yeah. So the atmosphere was fantastic. I really enjoyed myself. And Portage wins the game. They clinch first place in round robin, and they got to play the Mustangs again tomorrow. So
oh boy.
This is the only part that scares me is they played Melfort twice out at the Western Canada Cup, beat them there twice, then beat them last night. So now they'll have to beat them a fourth straight time to advance to the finals, which would go on Sunday night.
Wow. The only good news is the Tampa Bay Lightning did that to the Montreal Canadiens all year, so it is possible.
Shut it. How did you turn this into Habs bashing?
Wait a minute.
All right, 6:51 now. We'll take a break. News by the sports coming up, and then Jem Brewer just after 7.
City traffic.
Those of you that think, yeah, I know the name, but if you're trying to connect it, think Half-Baked from 1998, Dave Chappelle. Think Goat Boy from SNL. Mm-hmm. That's Jem Brewer.
Traffic is for South Beach Casino and Resort. Join them for their 10th anniversary celebration, the May 28th to the 30th. To learn more, visit southbeachcasino.ca.
Oh, by the way, one of the best names I've seen ever for the Melfort team, his last name was Boomgarden.
Boomgarden, not Baumgartner,
no,
Boomgarden.
Boomgarden, Boomgarden.
I like it.
It's a great name. I almost went out after the game and offered to buy his name off him. I want that name.
Or get the jersey.
Yeah, hey, Boomgarden.
No major issues in traffic right now. If you do spot something, you can let us know, 780 City or Star 92 on your Rogers mobile phone.
Speaking of rock and roll and music, a guy who has kind of done it all when it comes to music and TV and film and radio, Jem Brewer in studio this morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Morning.
How are you, man?
Morning. What's I have up? Music on the way.
You wish?
Yeah, I think I'm going to shock the world what I have coming out.
Are you doing a record?
I'm doing a record.
Come on.
Comes out at the end of January. It's got a Metal Blade Records.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I think I'm going to scare people. People are like, wait, who's this? I'm showing off the vocal chops. It's, that'll come out in January.
So now, out of all the things that I just mentioned, TV, film, radio, either comedy, CD, which one are you most proud of?
There's two of them. What hands down, the record is going to be.
Yeah? Already?
I thought you were going to say Goat Boy.
Oh, God, no.
We made wagers before you came in here.
No. Half-Baked.
Yeah.
Half-Baked was, awesome. You know, Half-Baked's one of those films where I didn't audition. Chappelle was like, hey, man, you're doing a weed movie. You got to be in this thing. And I thought I'd have a huge movie career after that, and I'm still waiting for that phone call.
Well, it's funny you say that because, like, I mean, I was a fan. I think everyone was a fan of 1998 of Half-Baked, right?
Yeah, but they still are. It's crazy.
That has such a cult following. But, huge. I mean, as far as for what it did for Jem Brewer, are you happy with it?
I'm happy as far as recognition. As far as movie career, I'm murdered. I can't get any. It's weird. It's just weird.
Pigeonholed? Is that?
I don't know. I really don't know. I'm baffled what happened after that. I'm just baffled. I can't wait. I'm like, oh boy, next year I'm going to buy some leather pants. Going to get a kangaroo, walk around the mall. It's going to be great. People say, what's up with you? Like, yeah, I'm successful. That's what's going on. Well, you checked me out with my box office drawer.
Well, you still got to be hauling in residuals from that.
I get 80 cents here and there. It's all basic cable.
And I mean, Chappelle, you guys still talk? You tight? What's the deal?
I've seen him once in a while. Yeah? He's been heading back out the last couple of years, so.
It seems like the popular thing to do these days is to do a sequel from 20 years ago. Has that conversation come up?
It's never come up. I know Dave brought it up like 3 years after the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to admit, I was like, no. Don't. Let's do it 30, 40 years from now, and we're all lawyers or something.
Oh, nice.
It's just such a premise where people they're like, oh, now this is great. We all have kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's a reason why we have to go back in that arena.
Well, being an SNL alum and seeing Chappelle do his sketch comedy, Chappelle Show. I was really shocked that there wasn't more collaboration.
Well, interesting. I just found out something interesting like 2 years ago. Neil Brennan, who's like the main guy that whole thing, for years was really mad at me. And I had no clue why. And I finally saw him 2 years ago at the Just for Laughs. And he was ignoring me. And I couldn't wait to see him. And I said, hey, you know, what's going on, Neil? And he said, no, I get bad feelings when I see you. I said, what's up? What? So me, him, and Tracy Morgan.
Yeah, yeah.
We're working on a film right after Half Baked. And Neil got fired. And for years and years and years, he thought I fired him. And so he kind of had like this little grudge against me.
Aww.
And I never knew. I'm like, are you kidding? I wish you said something. I had no clue. And I thought that too with the Chappelle show. I thought, ah, it's weird. I wasn't asked to. Mm. And now I know why. Now
wow.
It's Neil.
You would think somebody would give you the opportunity to explain yourself in a situation like that. Like,
I had no,
you know.
I mean, if you saw when Neil saw me in Montreal, I was so excited to see him,
yeah.
And he literally turned, walked the other way, and then we got in the elevator together, and I went to give him a hug, and he was standoffish. It was weird.
Mm. Wow.
And finally, I just confronted him, and he's like, "Oh, you fired me." I'm like, "Fired you? What are you talking about?" He's like, "Yeah, you, Tracy." Like, no.
So was it Tracy?
I'm not gonna.
Let's point some fingers.
I'm not gonna point any fingers.
Now, it's funny, you brought up the kids. You and Dave, you know, everyone's a little bit older and whatnot. Strange question, but do you have, I wouldn't say a fear, but is there in the back of your mind going, my kids are gonna YouTube this stuff one day?
Oh, no, they already do.
Yeah?
My oldest one, all of high school know who I am.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, and they're all...
You can't hide that stuff from them. No,
no
way.
And
why would you want to, you know?
Like, yeah, I mean, yeah. What am I going to... I mean, yeah, exactly. Not only that, though, because I really think I'm the only human in the world that's done a film where everyone thinks I'm that guy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. That's really in real life.
That's me walking around with sandals and listening to Grateful Dead. And
so wait a second. That's not you?
Oh, it was far from it. That was funny. I didn't know anything about the Grateful Dead. I don't like the Grateful Dead. Every song is 5 hours long. And
but there was...
It makes no sense. It's one song. And that's it. I'm a metalhead. I like the hard rock stuff.
But there was a point in your life where I'm sure you liked the weed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I still would like it.
Okay.
I don't do it, but I love it.
Well,
I think of it all the time.
Listen, if you're...
I'm sort of like the Chappelle character now. Like, I don't miss you. But when those kids are done, I'm coming out of retirement, sitting on my porch, and I'm tearing it up.
Well, I was going to say, Canada's usually the place to come and do that, but you guys are way ahead of the curve on that one.
No, well, I think states. You are way ahead of the curve.
I don't know. You have states that have legalized the recreational use.
Yeah, but here, I'll give you a great example. I mean, I showed up to do the show last night, and there was a group just baking it up right there at the strip mall. There's no one's looking at them funny. You know, like, what are you... Sit in your car. Just try to
hide it. You can listen to music in the car, at least.
I think you're a lot easier here.
It's a more relaxed place, isn't it?
It's definitely, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Jim Brewer in studio. Can we take a quick break? We'll come back, talk a little more. This is awesome. Jim Brewer in studio. But you're the veteran here, and I want to defer to your decisions. Yes. To you. So news, weather, sports coming up, the more with Jim Brewer. Hang on. 92 City FM, World Class Rock Zeppelin, and Whole Lot of Love, 735, Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena with Jim Brewer this morning. You want to do quick weather?
It's going to be nice today. Today's going to be the only nice day of the long weekend. We're at 8 degrees right now.
For those
8 degrees? That's just freezing showers.
Celsius.
Oh.
Is there any impression
that's
you don't
crazy.
Do you, yeah, you no, got all the rock and rollers
guys
down.
I love, that's all.
Yeah.
Do Lars Ulrich, Metallica. It's always great to come up to Winnipeg, you know, and just kind of feel like Chris Coldair just hit you right in the face, huh?
Last time he was in town playing, he drove up to Gimli, Manitoba, which is about an hour and a half, 2 hours north of here, because it holds the largest Icelandic festival in North America. And he got into a rental car and drove all the way up there.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Gotta go up there. They got these amazing hot dogs.
you're pals with Metallica, right?
I know. Yeah.
What?
Amazing people.
Yeah.
Amazing
That's
guys.
That's cool to brag about. Yeah. Pals at Metallica.
I kind of know.
No big deal. Me and Lars hang out.
Lars is the first one I met. And I just remember we had a lot of fun. We had a lot of... He's the guy that's like the teenager you want to be the best friends with.
Yeah.
I remember touring, and this was years ago, and I had a band, and I'm doing stand-up mixing rock, and it was, I don't know, like 2003 something, and we're at the Fillmore, and James comes. James is...
Fire back. Wait,
yeah.
Hey, dude, good seeing you. Call me later. Time to go. It's really cool, the stuff you did.
Yeah. And Lars was like, dude, when's this bus leave? Yeah. And I went, well, we got to leave like 5 in the morning. So cool, we're hanging out. We moshed in the back of my tour bus for like 5 hours. Listening to System of a Down.
Wow. Nice.
Over and over. I mean,
at what point when you're doing that, there must be a point where you're like, I want to remember this. I want to make sure I never forget this moment.
Well, it was funny because by then I know him. It was more of a chemistry moment. Like we were back to, neither one of us were entertainers.
Yeah.
We were all just teenage kids growing up loving hard rock and metal. I mean, we were blasting it, singing every song. I would shove him down in the chair. It was so much fun to push him down. He'd get up and try to push me in. And all my friends that I grew up with were in the band, and we would just get on the chair and shove each other down. And, you know, they're drinking. It was so much fun. I just remember when it was over, and we couldn't get, like, Lars, I gotta go. He's like, it's your bus. Why can't you just keep it? We gotta drive 7 hours. Well, just show up by showtime, huh? And so, Son's ready to come up. He goes, and then about 2 days later, my road manager comes out. He's like, Lars, two things. One, he blew my speakers in my tour bus. My speakers got broke. And the other thing is, he hunted me down for 2 weeks because he left his hat on the bus.
Come on.
I swear to God, he'd leave me messages. Oh, Kim, listen. Look for my hat, huh? I've had that hat for a long time, and really, oh my God, that was fun, huh? Look for my hat.
Have you bought any of his art? Are you that close of friends? Have you bought any of his art?
I ain't got cash like that.
He doesn't
buy things for $3.
No, yeah. It's big money.
He buys things that are worth a state. Yeah. How much for this capital?
If you could trade it all in, yeah. You're a rock star.
He'd come here and what is that thing outside? I said, what is that thing outside the building?
Oh, the Human Rights Museum?
How much for the Human Rights whole museum thing? Yeah. Huh?
I think the price tag on that was about $200 million.
Yeah, it took about 20 years to build. So yeah.
You could trade all this in. You trade in the movies, you trade in everything. And you're a rock star for your career. Do you do it?
Oh, immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately. I was at Wacken Open Air Festival, which is a huge metal German festival. And I just remember seeing a sea of humanity and just the energy. That and killing in stand-up is a great energy. Mm. I'm addicted to it. I love it. Killing in a rock environment, there's no way to describe it. There's just no way to describe it.
And Wacken, I saw a documentary on that. That's insane. Like, it's
greatest guys ever. They start in their backyard.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, we started here, and there was 200 people, yeah? And next year, 600, and then we got Iron Maiden, and we've been sold out since, and now we're trillionaires, yeah? And that's the coolest festival ever.
And by the way, God love Bruce Dickinson. I mean, I don't think he gets enough credit for the way he still moves up on stage.
He moves really well.
And still
Stranger in a strange way.
He still belts it. He does. It's unbelievable.
He's still straight. He reminds me of like a theatrical
totally
play guy.
Yes.
He should be
yeah,
a play,
yeah. Yeah.
But he's got a metal band behind him.
Yeah. Yeah.
This next one is about the Trooper.
It is true, because the band member, sometimes you're just like, all right, he's doing the drama thing, let him go, and he's running around up on the stage, yeah. And the lights are going, he's got the cape on.
He puts on the show.
Love it.
He puts on the great show.
Hey, let's talk business here, because that's why you're here. You're
yeah,
in
why
town.
Why are we here? Are we just hanging out?
You can stay all morning, man. Jim Brewer's in town. He's playing Rumors this weekend. Pretty much tickets for all shows are still available. Your comedy has evolved.
Yeah.
It really has. And
Crushed it last night. It was fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good crowd?
Great crowd.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, the comedy you're doing now, is there still any bits that you pull out from, 15 years ago that still work?
No, it's boring.
I wouldn't say boring. I still go back and watch that stuff and laugh.
Well, listen, yeah, but like if you're comedy is different than a band. They come, they want to see the songs. A lot of times with comics, they're like, oh, I saw this already.
Right.
You just did everything. I want you to keep coming back. So if I can come out there and destroy the place for 45 minutes to an hour of material you've never seen, which is what I did last night, and then, you know, all right, do you guys really want to see something? Then I'll take, what do you want to see? No. Shout out.
I like that way of doing it. That's pretty cool.
It's like doing
an encore. Then you kind of give them what they want, but.
A request encore.
Yeah, I'm so confident with what I do. Mm. I crush the place. And I don't think, there's not enough people know that I do straight up stand-up comedy. I'm not impressionist. I'm not the goat guy. I'm not an SNL character guy. I'm stand-up. That's what's brought me.
Well, one of my favorite bits that you did, I mean, and your stuff you're doing now is great, because I mean, you touch on your kids and you touch on a lot of stuff. I mean, being, you know, it's different being drunk as a kid than you are as a father and hungover, but still my favorite bit is your stomach as a bouncer.
Huge.
I think everybody loves that bit, man.
Cult monster.
Yeah.
I get to tour Europe now because of that bit. I'm not even kidding. I do this crazy Europe tour every year, and it was all because that thing went viral and nuts, absolutely nuts. Mm-hmm. I started last year, I was playing like Belgium, and I was in Holland or Norway, and I'd go, so do you guys drink? And you immediately, the minute I go into it, it was like hearing a song, like, wow. Oh, God, I hope they like the rest of it.
Now, do you find, like, because he said it went viral, and that's a word these days where it means, hey, it means you're doing good, but for a comic, it means, shit, they've seen that bit already, I can't do it again. Do you feel that way?
A little bit, but I'm starting to realize I'm a little different comedian where even on stage, I kind of have it's more like seeing a concert, a rock concert.
Yeah, there's more layers,
So there's more layers of it, and I change the layers where if it's just a straight up little 3 to 5 minute joke, I'm not a joke.
You're a storyteller.
Storyteller with animation in it, so I think it helped me big time. They want to see it live.
Well, it becomes, you mentioned song, you reference like you always want to hear that big song by the band. I think your bits, because they're not just jokes, become more like a song you want that the audience wants to hear. I want to hear that thing he does, you know?
The more recently, I don't know what it's like here, but I know in the States it's now become this Sears paint. Long live paint! To the long live paint! And it's this whole bit where when I first started working where I accidentally called in a bomb threat and that people are like, dude, to the long live paint! And so, they call out different bits. It's kind of cool.
Well, and it all starts, you know, when you're with your players, like, hey, Jim, tell everyone that story.
Yes.
Tell everyone that story.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so that's who I was growing up.
Yeah. And then we've all got that buddy who thinks he should be doing what you do.
Give me a couple drinks, I could totally pull it off.
My friends are way funnier than I am.
Yeah.
Way funnier than, they just wouldn't get on stage.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the difference.
Yeah, they're called the quote, pisses. Here comes the piss up.
That's right, you're the one. Come here, Cole Heineken. Let's just get started.
Well, I'm trying to remember the short little guy, Rena, black guy. He's big right now. He's in that movie with Will Ferrell.
Kevin Hart,
okay.
Yes.
A perfect example, Will Smith on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Kevin Hart played a comedian, his buddy from Philly, and said, oh, Will says, I can do what you do. So Will gets up on stage and tanks, and Kevin has to go up on stage and save him.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Hart was on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
You can YouTube that.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah. He is an aficionado on that show.
Yeah, he loves that show.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which are you more surprised about, the fact that I'm a fan or the fact that I know that?
No, the fact that he was on there. I didn't know he was around that long.
Sure. Yeah, he's been doing it a long time.
Wow. Yeah. I knew he was around for a while, and he's definitely worked his way where he's at.
No kidding.
You know, good for him.
Jim, we're out of time, man.
Oh.
I really
appreciate
it. This
was great.
This was fun, man.
I love your studio. I love hanging out.
Isn't it great?
Yeah,
it
looks
good. I don't know if I have to do all the stages. I'm not going to be like this.
No.
Everything from here on is a disappointment.
Yeah. Everything else is. So, Jim Brewer's here in town. Tell us, what's it like being this alive in a good boy? So, we hide during the whole happy. Okay, we'll be back, Mr. Jim Brewer.
That's our competition.
Right, exactly.
So, what's it like being married? Okay, who do you want us to set you up with?
Give me me a favor and mention every time you do one of those crappy interviews, mention how much better this one was.
I think they already know, which is why you have this studio.
Jim Brewer in town playing Rumors Comedy Club. Call and get tickets because they are going to sell out quick. The Saturday afternoon show is already sold out. Tonight's still available. Tomorrow night's still available. Get your tickets. 7:46. Scoops coming up next. Hang on. We learn the 92 City FM World Class Rock, 7:52. We're really late.
The Scoop with Rena J. Brought to you by Enns Brothers.
Your first choice for all your recreational needs on the water or on the trail. With ATVs, side-by-sides, boats, sea-doos, and more.
All right, I'll try to be fast today with the Scoop. Harry Shearer, we were talking yesterday that he is leaving The Simpsons.
Yeah, remember we were speculating that there's something fishy going on.
Yeah, he does 23 of the voices on The Simpsons. He's a big part of it. And he might be coming back to The Simpsons after all of that drama yesterday.
It's like 24 hours.
I believe I said that. Yes.
You're all over that.
Basically, he says that Wednesday night his negotiations with producers broke down, and he said he was not coming back to the show, and producers said, fine, don't come back, we're moving forward, we're finding new people to do your voices. But now the executive producer of the show yesterday tweeted, hey, we tried. We're still trying. Harry, comma, no kidding, comma, let's talk for real. So it sounds like they're trying to get him back. It sounded like just a contract dispute of some kind. So it's likely they'll probably just settle and he'll come back, especially after all the media attention that he got from this.
What does he want? Like an extra $50,000 a year?
They're not saying, yeah.
Well, it sounded like it was more over allowing him to do more stuff. That's what I remember.
Yeah, maybe more freedom.
Yeah, oh, yeah, and they were kind of saying like, hey, we never handcuffed you at all. You can do that whenever you want.
Okay.
I think that's what they're saying out of their camp, at least. Yeah. So,
it's too bad that David Letterman is leaving because his ratings have skyrocketed. Mm-hmm. Only because, I mean, he is leaving. That's probably why people are trying to watch him before he bids farewell to CBS. But he's had more viewers last week than the rival Tonight Show for the first time since Jimmy Fallon took over the NBC broadcast last year, because Jimmy Fallon has been doing extremely well, except for this week. The only exception has been when Fallon has been in repeats. That's the only time that Letterman has been beating Jimmy Fallon.
So funny, because Letterman struggled for years to beat Leno in his ratings when he was doing the Tonight Show. So it's been an everlong struggle for Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And but he's done all right for himself.
Oh, yes. He can dry his eyes with those fat checks he's raking in.
Samuel L. Jackson will be in the remake of The Blob.
Okay. Wow. Yep. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Blobs on a plane?
Apparently.
Who let these mothers of blobs on his plane?
Apparently Rob Zombie's the one redoing this movie. And Samuel L. Jackson is going to redo it.
I'm still waiting for Rob Zombie's apparently doing a movie about the Broad Street Bullies, the old Philadelphia Flyers in the 70s. Right. I'm still waiting for that.
That's right.
Now the Bone Phone.
Brought to you by Duraco Windows. The sooner you get new Duraco windows and doors, the sooner you'll save on your hydro bills year-round. Visit Duraco.ca.
What I love about the Bone Phone is I come in the morning, it's our voicemail, I go through it, and I love it when a call shows up, and I was thinking the exact same thing the day before as I was driving around.
Okay.
So someone shares my sentiments, and this is about driving in the rain and how some people just can't seem to handle it.
On these rainy days like this, man, you got people driving around, and since they see a little water, they slow right down. So I'm under brakes just not to splash. Come on, people, man, you're not going to get f***ing wet, man. Like, you're inside a vehicle, man. Splash through it. Look at this crap, man. Go.
People in Winnipeg panic when it rains or snows. Like, well, Bishop Grandin yesterday, I was trying to get to the vet, was crawling, and it was 6:20. There's no reason that everyone in front of me is going, so I'm looking around, I'm like, it's just rain. That's the only issue. This is unbelievable.
I would like to say one thing. Because I had to drive all the way up to Glendale Golf and Country Club to pick up my brand new Callaway golf clubs that I'll be using today at Elmhurst Golf and Country Club.
Shameless plug alert.
Thank you. But if you're a pedestrian and it's raining like that, walking's cool. But don't walk right on the curb.
Yeah, we support walking, but just
come on.
Don't be dangerous about your walking.
Well, it's not even dangerous. Like, I'm driving along and then I see a person walking and then I see this huge puddle and I was like, oh God! And I literally had to slow down and like go around the puddle. Like, just back up a little bit. Like,
you know what I do? I roll my window down and I say, hey, walk somewhere else. Take your walking crap out of here. Who walks anymore anyway? We're going to Vegas next week. We have talked about it. Some of you are probably sick of hearing about it. Too bad. This woman has a tip for us. We've been getting lots of this on the Bone Phone. Yeah.
Hey, guys. I hear you're going to Vegas this week. I just wanted to let you know you were talking about the fun things to do. Thursday night at Hennessy's, they have at Fremont Street, it's a basically a booze walk. They take you to all the bars and stuff for $20, and they throw in freebies and stuff.
It's
a blast. You just get plastered, but you're walking, and you meet a lot of people.
Had me at hello.
That sounds fun.
You had me at booze walk. Okay, a woman called up yesterday and was mad as hell that there's going to be renovations going on at the Forks, and she's going to move, and there better not be government money, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, a lady yesterday that bitched about the Forks spending $2.3 or $5 million on the Forks. If he were saying that if they didn't use that to face the streets, if you were going to move, go ahead. You know how many people are moving in this city and moving out of this city? We ain't gonna miss ya.
Go ahead. Beat it, lady. This guy agrees with you and I, Wheeler, and I think a lot of Canadians, that there's no Saturday night hockey. Both the conference finals are afternoon games tomorrow and Sunday.
Yeah, I just got a message for the NHL. I just saw the schedule for this weekend's playoffs and a noon game and a 2 o'clock game Saturday and Sunday. Hey, NHL, why don't you off?
Yep. Well said. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, I mean, especially with the weather getting better, I mean, you're thinking less about ice and snow and whatnot. And, you know, it's like, oh, Saturday afternoon, I have to go in and watch a hockey game. My kid's going to want to play outside stuff. It's going to be a hard game to try and watch.
Ignoring my kids seems a lot more acceptable at night. I don't know what it is.
Well, because they're in bed by then, hopefully. They're getting close to bedtime.
Honey, it's 6 o'clock. I think the kids should go to bed early tonight. There's hockey on.
Well, it's easier because they're winding down. It's easier to, you know, sit down and say, hey, watch some hockey with dad for a little while before bed.
And this is one of the, we'll wrap up with this, one of those topics that seems to have been a topic on the show for a long time, jeans, and how often you should wear jeans before you wash them.
Yeah, you can go forever without washing them, I guess, but my motto is that after about a week, they start stretching out, right? So, Lena, you might agree with this, that the more you wash them, you got to wash them, and then you throw them in the dryer so they shrink up, right? So if they shrink up, they're really tight around your waist. And fit, depending on your physique, if you got like cute little bum or something like that, then, you know, you got to pull them on and they're tighter than a doornail for a few days.
There's something about a guy who sounds that guy's age talking about cute little bums and jeans.
It's very comical.
Yeah, it's...
But hey, honey, my jeans just came out of the dryer. Check out the sausage in my pants. You can see bulging. Just bulging. Check it out.
Also, just don't put your jeans in the dryer. Let them air.
Oh, I like that nice tight fit. Makes me like acid wash, makes me feel like I'm in Def Leppard or something.
Oh, no, I hate the feeling of super tight, like stiff jeans.
Put a Kubasaw in there, walk around with the ball.
Yeah, put it in the front this time though, Phil. Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
92 City FM NHL Playoff Report.
Brought to you by Enns Brothers.
Hey, how about that game last night?
Wait. What about the game tonight?
Oh, my God, can't wait. Oh, how about the game tomorrow night?
Yeah, that primetime game that's been going on since 1931. Hockey Night in Canada, Saturday nights. It's going to be, oh, no.
Oh, wait, yeah.
It's funny, because they do this every year, and I bitch about it every year, but I'm never going to stop.
No, me neither. I mean, get it right.
So, noon. What do you mean? You don't want to get up at the crack of noon tomorrow and watch the Eastern Conference Final, Game 1?
Nope.
And then 2 o'clock, Sunday afternoon, the Ducks and, almost said Sharks. No, the Sharks are nowhere near the Western Conference Final.
Honestly, man, you know what? Honestly, let me know who wins. Because I'll be honest, I will not watch either of those games.
Mm-hmm.
I may catch a bit of the Sunday one. Maybe.
Wheeler, it's only been on Saturday nights since 1930. It doesn't matter if the NHL changes it. Bring back the glow puck. Come on, what's the difference? It's just hockey.
Right. It's only our national institution.
Mm-hmm.
Not a big deal.
It's not a big deal at all.
They had it wrong in the 30s. They should have been putting those broadcasts on at noon.
Well, you know what? Good on Gary Bettman, who used to be the deputy commissioner of the NBA. You don't want to compete with the NBA. So put your hockey games on in the afternoon so the Americans
who, you know, just eat and breathe hockey.
I don't even blame Bettman. It's the governors who need to stand up for this sort of thing and show an interest in protecting something that's a part of hockey's history, but they don't. Because of money, right? The networks probably tell them this is the way it's going to be.
Yeah, guaranteed. Yeah. NBC, NBC Sports Network, that big deal they signed with the NHL, they're like, okay, listen, when it comes to NBA playoffs, no, we've got to air the Cavaliers game, so put your Rangers game on in the afternoon.
If you want your games on NBC, it's going to be in the afternoon, Gary, sorry. And that's, and to a certain extent, you got to understand the NHL's position. They got to have their games on in the States. At least they figure they do.
Frustrating,
yeah,
to say the least. Okay, we're done bitching about that. 8:49, stories we missed is next.
City traffic.
Does it resonate? And that's a strange question, Rena, because I know you're not a hockey fan, but does it resonate at all with you to kind of take an institution like that and go, let's try and sell it to the Americans the best we can? Does it bother you at all, or is it kind of like whatever?
It's kind of like whatever.
Yeah. I appreciate your honesty. I appreciate your honesty.
That's kind of honesty that we appreciate about you, RJ.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. And now, stories we missed.
Brought to you by Chateau Roofing and Siding. Residential or commercial, Chateau Roofing has you covered. Quality work at a reasonable cost. Call Chateau Roofing today. 204-989-5555.
I love media spin doctors. I really, really do. There's an article in the Free Press as of about, what's today, 14th? Yesterday around 10:30 in the morning. Conference Board of Canada predicts a 2.5% growth rate for Winnipeg in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. 2.5% growth rate for Winnipeg in 2015. All right, let me read you the first paragraph here, Phil. Conference Board of Canada is forecasting growth of 2.5% in 2015, by far the strongest growth rate of any city in Western Canada, not including Vancouver.
Okay, so it's not the strongest or by far anything. It's behind Vancouver.
Yeah, so we're the strongest in Western Canada. Aside from Vancouver and probably Calgary.
So we're a strong second.
Yes, but I defined the spin doctoring.
Yeah.
We're number two. Oh, we'll take it anyways.
Sure. Got to take the good. B.B. King, the king of blues, passed away. We've been talking about it this morning. Died at the age of 89, 15 Grammys, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Blues Hall of Fame. That's not new. We touched on that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But this is new. Eric Clapton, and you know what? When Eric Clapton posts a personal message on his Facebook page, you know the guy's a big deal. And here's what he had to say about B.B. King.
I just wanted to express my sadness, to say thank you to my dear friend B.B. King. I want to thank him for all the inspiration and encouragement he gave me as a player over the years and for the friendship that we enjoyed. This music is almost a thing of the past now, and there are not many left that play it in the pure way that BB did. He was a beacon for all of us who love this kind of music, and I thank him from the bottom of my heart. So if you're not familiar with his work, then I would encourage you to go out and find an album called B.B. King Live at the Regal, which is where it all really started for me as a young player.
There you go. Rest in peace, B.B. King.
Very cool.
Yep.
This story is kind of awful. Karen Evers was about to take off on a Southwest Airlines flight from New Orleans to Wisconsin when she received a terrible text message from her husband saying that he intended to commit suicide. She texted him back, no, which he responded, yes, because I have to. So she frantically tried to call the police to stop her husband. While they're sitting on the plane is getting ready to take off. They're still on the ground. But I guess the flight attendant walked over and said, ma'am, please get off your phone. And she said, I'm calling 911. My husband is threatening to kill himself. I'm calling 911. She's panicking. And the flight attendant said, ma'am, please turn off your phone. Apparently, the flight attendant walked up to her and slapped the phone out of her hand so she'd stop making the call, picked up the phone and refused to give it back or to call 911. The flight took off as scheduled and landed. And the woman says she begged the flight attendant. I begged her, please, someone make an emergency call. My husband is going to kill himself. She said when she landed, she had a voicemail from the police saying that they found that he had killed himself.
Jeez, so
she was not able to stop it in
time.
What
did the airline say?
The airline has issued an apology, but they really dance around it. It says, our hearts go out to the family during this difficult time. Flight attendants are trained to notify the captain if there is an emergency that poses a hazard to the aircraft or the passengers on board. In this situation, the pilots were not notified.
You'd have to think that.
So they're basically saying, too bad.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're saying that it wasn't an emergency for people on the plane, even though it was an emergency for this woman, not everybody on the plane. So that's why.
Well, it sounds like they're saying the pilots had known they would have done something.
And the flight attendant, is she on suicide watch now? Because she's got to be feeling like a big pile of shit right now.
Jeez. I mean, I'm sure she's been let go. I can't imagine.
Hopefully
suspended.
She's been fired. You shouldn't slap a phone out of anybody's hand.
Well, I don't think she is.
Regardless if someone is crying, yelling, I'm calling 911. Wouldn't you stop for a second and just think?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I don't think anywhere in that press release it said she's been reprimanded or anything. So I guarantee you she's still on payroll. I bet you dollars to donuts she's still on payroll.
Well, yeah, because she followed company protocol. So technically, if they didn't fire her, they would tell her.
I don't think in the handbook it says slap it out of their hands.
Well, it probably
like
says,
you a pimp.
If they refuse to put down the phone, you can confiscate the phone or probably something along those lines because the airline is kind of
Well, the airline said
the statement they made is just very vague.
Well, they did say that the pilots were not made aware.
Yeah,
and
that means
and they should have been made aware.
They deemed it not an emergency. Yeah. I don't know. I guess it depends how you read it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, sad.
Everybody give him a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily
or listen live weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.